Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start right now. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor, like I am. And if you do, please sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. You know, one ankle in front of the other, as opposed to on top, which could hurt. But it's also fine to sit in a chair. And if you do, sit with your feet flat on the floor and get a sense of earth. And as you get settled, I want to address a question that often comes up for people when they discover how awesome it is to practice meditation. And that question is, how do I get everyone I know to do it too? Or how do I get my partner to do it? Or my friend? Or my kids? Or usually the person that, you might think is a little too grumpy or too anxious and could really use meditation. So what should you do? How do you get other people to meditate, especially the people you live with? Because it does sort of provoke a whole different life view in a sense, and you might want to share it, which is completely great. However, just like you, everyone has to come to this particular practice, maybe everything, but I'm just going to talk about this practice, in their own way and on their own time. So obviously you can talk to people you're close to and tell them if you like your practice, what you like about it and what it's doing for you. And if they say, oh, I'd like to learn, then you can help them figure it out. You know, you could sign up for the Open Heart Project, you could go to this class I heard about, whatever it might be. Two things I want to say though. One is, it's usually not a good idea for you to teach them the practice, because it's very important to receive the instruction from an authorized teacher, not because I'm smarter than you or I know, you know, whatever. Well, actually, I probably do know some things about the practice that you don't because I've been practicing it for longer. But there's a quality of transmission that is important. And when you learn from someone who has been taught, by someone who has been taught, by someone who has been taught, and there's a long lineage stretching back over time, there's an additional sort of unspoken power in the instruction. And then you might think, okay, well, they're not going to do it. I told them how great it is, but they're just not going to do it. How can I get them to do it? And you can't get them to do it. And it's a good idea, in fact, to sort of stop trying to explain how good meditation is, and instead to show up being the wonderful, powerful, balanced, confused, funny person that you actually really are. In other words, if you show up sort of radiating the qualities of meditation as opposed to explaining them, that tends to be far more convincing than anything else. And with people who are recalcitrant or reluctant to meditate, they're fine, that's their business. But instead of trying to explain to them, you know, charts and graphs, this is how come it's great and science proves it and so on, is to create a circumstance non-manipulatively whereby they come to you and say, what is that thing? Because you seem different and awesomer. And then once that invitation comes from them, then you know, please have a wonderful discussion with them and help them figure out how to learn it. But to summarize, don't push anyone. Just be awesome. And that is the best argument for meditation that there is. So I hope this is useful. And without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. So begin your practice, please, by resting in your own awesomeness, as it were, your own good-heartedness, your own yearning, your own particular brand of brilliance, your own singular contribution that no one else can make but you. Rest in that uniqueness of you. Because there is no one like you. And from this place of acknowledgement, just simple acknowledgement, not pat on the back or you're awesome or you're actually not really that unique, none of that, please. Just with acknowledgement of your own singularity. Rest into your meditation. Relax into it. The hands are just above the knee or mid-thigh, resting palms down. And you're sitting up straight, excuse me, but with a sense of ease. And while your back body is strong and supportive, notice how your front body, your belly, your chest, and your throat are soft and open. And enjoy this confluence of strong and soft, inseparable from each other, like your back and your front. Let the shoulders relax. I always have to remind myself of that. The mouth is delightfully closed because you don't have to say anything. So please enjoy this opportunity to not have to assert or prove or convince or convey or defend or anything, but instead to simply be silent. Breath comes in and out through the nose naturally, just as it is. No special way to breathe. And the eyes remain open and soft. The gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. But don't stare at that spot particularly. Instead, rest your gaze there and let the whole visual field in. Just allow it. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit while the sit bones root down. So you could also enjoy this sense of simultaneously reaching down into the earth and rising up toward the heavens at the same time. And feel your breath. Feel that you are breathing. And notice what it feels like to inhale. Feel the inhale. And notice what it feels like to exhale. Feel the exhale. This breathing thing happens without any effort on your part. It's just something that's happening. And you can rest your mind on your breath by coming in on the inhale and really flowing out on the exhale. There's a little space, a tiny gap, the end of the exhale, and then the next inhale, I promise, just happens. No effort is required. So let it carry you and begin again to come in and flow out. In the meantime, of course, your mind is making thoughts. That's cool. No problem. Just let it do what it's doing, like it was sort of happening in another room almost. But if you notice that your attention goes to that room, no, first, great, you found that out. That's awesome. Come back. Come back into this room. Let that go. Gently come back and take a fresh start with your breath. And I would like to say or remind you that there are a certain amount of times that you are allowed to take a fresh start, and that amount is infinite. You can always take a fresh start. So let's practice together.